Welcome back to the Project Censored Show on Pacifica Radio. I'm Mickey Huff, and here is my co-host Peter Phillips to introduce our final segment today.
Jerry Condom is the National Vice President for Vets for Peace. He's a Vietnam-era vet and opposed actively the war then and refused to go. And he's part of the shore support group for the Vets for Peace ship called the Golden Rule, which is out among the U.S. Navy ships during Fleet Week here in the San Francisco area. So Jerry, tell us what you're doing.
Well, just really want to thank you first for having me on Project Censored. I'm a big fan. I've been listening to you over the years and really appreciate the work you do. And I'm really excited to be part of this whole Golden Rule effort. The Golden Rule is the national project of Veterans for Peace. It's a very, very special historic boat that actually was found on the bottom of Humboldt Bay 5 years ago and dragged up and was about to be destroyed and burned when people learned of its heritage, its history. It's arguably the world's first peace boat. It was sailed in 1958. It's a 30-foot catch sailboat, wooden boat. It was sailed in 1958 from Los Angeles to Honolulu and then an attempt to enter the Marshall Islands by four Quaker peace activists who were trying to disrupt U.S. Nuclear atmospheric testing in the Marshall Islands. And they were actually stopped by the Coast Guard in Honolulu. They had broadcast their intentions, and they were arrested and jailed for about 60 days, illegally, as it turned out, and unconstitutionally, but they were kept from going on to the Marshall Islands. But another boat in the harbor at the time, another American family in the Phoenix of Hiroshima, was inspired by their actions and actually continued the mission into the Marshall Islands, and they were arrested once they entered the test zone. Now, this actually brought worldwide attention to atmospheric nuclear testing and helped create quite a movement against it. And actually, just 1 year later, in 1959, President Eisenhower stopped the atmospheric testing. And in 1963, President Kennedy signed an international partial test ban treaty with the UK and the USSR. So this is part of, like, really strong history. And the people who were on this boat went on to be leading activists in the civil rights movement in the South and the peace movement generally. And so there's just an amazing history to this boat, which actually was the boat that inspired Greenpeace to get its first boat. So it's got a rich, rich history. BFP and Quakers and boat people and a lot of other friends have been working hard, mostly volunteer labor, for the last 5 years, and hundreds of people have donated money to get this boat back in the water. And on June 20th, we had a big splashdown party up in Eureka, up on the North Coast, attended by, you know, people from Japan and people from all over the country and people who had relationships with these families. And actually, one of the original crew members, Orion Sherwood, joined us. And then we made our maiden voyage down to San Diego in time for the San Diego Veterans for Peace Convention in early August and the commemorating the 70th anniversary of Hiroshima and Nagasaki U.S. bomb attack, nuclear bomb. And now we are actually working our way back up the coast. We've been port hopping for a few weeks, stopping in a lot of different places and having events talking about the continuing threats posed by nuclear weapons and nuclear power and climate change, and had quite a great reception. VFP groups and other groups all along the way doing a great job hosting us and getting publicity for the Golden Rule. And now we're here in the San Francisco Bay. We've actually been here a couple of weeks almost. We were in South Beach Harbor in San Francisco, then over in Berkeley, Marina, and we're here during this week of Fleet Week, which is a big display of militarism, and that happens every year here in the San Francisco waterfront. Our intention is to be very visible with our red sails and a big white peace sign. And
you can't miss you. You know, you've got this 30-foot boat and big sails, Vets for Peace, and you're right in the thick of it there. So you've got the U.S. Navy celebrating themselves and militarism and flyovers and big ships and everything, and you're going to be right in the middle of that your primary message? What's the objective here?
Well, we're sailing for a nuclear-free world. We want to get rid of nuclear weapons, number one. And it's interesting that the Marshall Islands, where this whole thing started, is now suing all of the nuclear powers, all nine nations that have nuclear weapons there, including the United States, of course, because none of them are living up to their obligations under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty to negotiate in good faith to reduce and eventually eliminate all nuclear weapons. And so that's what has to happen. Instead, what's happening in the U.S. is that the government just announced they're planning to spend $1 trillion over the next 30 years to develop a whole new generation of nuclear weapons. This is totally unacceptable. And you know, we somehow squeaked by and survived the Cold War without having a nuclear conflagration. But now these weapons are spreading all over the place. We're building new generations of them. And at the same time, as we're playing this brinksmanship policy, threatening Russia, a nuclear power on its own borders and in Syria. So it's a very dangerous situation. Fukushima has shown us that the nuclear power is also a very, very bad idea. And, of course, it's the flip side, the other side of the coin, because you need that nuclear power to produce the plutonium for the nuclear bombs. And so we're opposed to that. We're opposed to the uranium mining and the 10, 15,000 abandoned uranium mines that continue to cause radiation poisoning, particularly on the Native American lands in this country. So the whole nuclear cycle has got to be exposed and eliminated.
Well, Jerry, I'm proud to say that with the local Vets for Peace group in Santa Rosa, I was probably one of the contributors to your boat, and it's so good to see it out there and engaging and so public and so visible during Fleet Week here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and that there are veterans that are concerned about war, concerned about nuclear war in particular, and the history of the boat is amazing. So where could people go to get more information online about this?
Well, they can go to VFP, that's for Veterans for Peace, VFPGoldenRuleProject.org. There's a lot of information there. You can also find VFP Golden Rule Project on Facebook. You can find out how to get involved, learn more about the boat. If you wish to make a donation, be a plank owner, that would be wonderful. Also, especially veterans that may be in your audience, we encourage them to check out Veterans for Peace. We'd love to have you join us, and reach us at veteransforpeace.org.
Jerry Condon, National Vice President for Veterans for Peace, thanks so much for joining us on the Project Censored Show today.